It's time now for our daily tech and business report. And today we're joined by Bloomberg's Mark Gurman. Mark, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
So we're talking Apple, and it appears that the Cupertino company is making a change to the way it rolls out its biggest products. For years, the company has given previews of upcoming software updates in about June and then unveils new devices in September or October. So first of all, give us some history here. What are the advantages to the way that Apple has been rolling out its products?
Yeah, the history is since 2012, Apple has rolled out new iPhones each year in September. And like you said, they announced new software features in June. And the idea is in that September timeframe, all those new software features come out with the new iPhone. But Apple's gotten so big and they have all these products now, AirPods, Apple Watches, iPads, Apple TVs, HomePods, you name it, that it's become difficult to sort of stick to that schedule. And so now, as you can see with Apple Intelligence, that's not all coming out when it comes out at the end of this month. It's a subset of the features with more that are going to be launched between now and June of next year. And so you can see their rollout is moving from drop everything all at once to sort of these software updates coming over the course of the year. And you saw the iPhone 16 this past September when it launched, not a huge meaningful update. It's a nice upgrade if you come from an iPhone from a few years ago, but if you're on a very recent model, you're not getting a whole lot new here. And you saw the Apple Watch Ultra, they didn't come out with the third generation version of that. They didn't come out with a new version of the Apple Watch SE, only new colors, bands, and some slight tweaks there. And so you can see these things are getting spaced out a little bit more. And so what I would expect over time is the length of the upgrade cycles between non-iPhones, because they really have to stick to the 12-month cycle, but maybe the more peripheral products, the software updates, that's going to be more of a longer upgrade cycle, and you're going to see more devices come out over the course of the year versus everything being pushed to the back end of the year.
So just so I understand this correctly, it sounds like there's less of a hard deadline for Apple employees and its different divisions to finish a product before it's released?
Well, in terms of software, see, Apple doesn't have divisions. They're organized what's known as functionally. That means every group within Apple is contributing to every product. So there's no Apple Watch division. There's no iPhone division. There's different engineering divisions. There's different services divisions, different design divisions, and they're all touching every product. If a product has to go through all of those different groups, it's going to take a lot longer to be baked in the oven, and it's also going to mean that they're all handling so much stuff that it's impossible to stick to these deadlines. And they've recognized that. So that's why they're sort of inching a little bit towards this new approach, which you're seeing with Apple Intelligence, rolling out these new software features over the course of 6 to 9 months rather than all at once.
How will this impact consumers, who many of whom are big Apple fans and are eagerly awaiting the newest product or the latest software upgrade?
Well, it's going to mean better products, products with fewer bugs, and products that are rolled out more frequently, right? This doesn't necessarily mean things coming out less frequently. This could mean that products are coming out more frequently. For instance, in many years for Apple, most of the products are launched in the back half of the year. Next year, you're going to see major new products from January through October, November. So it's actually a good thing, I would say, for everyone involved.
So we could get those one more thing emails any time of year, not just at those predictable times of year, right?
I would say so.
One more question before you go. Is this a model that Apple's competitors also follow, or will this be uniquely Apple?
Well, Apple's unique given, like I said, they're functionally organized, right? And they're never going to abandon that because that is what allowed all their products to have this very strong fit and finish. Everything is all very well integrated together. So I think this is, you know, uniquely Apple, and I think this is a positive for the company. And again, this is very early. They're only inching towards this. They're not doing a full-scale revamp here. You're not going to see them move away from this annual iPhone upgrade cycle. This is more on the software side for now, and I think it's a quite significant development, and it's going to mean improved products at a faster pace, I think, too.
All right. Mark Gurman at Bloomberg. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
KCBS News Time at 12:37. A quick note, you can hear our tech and business reports every weekday at 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg, not Apple, Technology Weekdays at 8 a.m.